Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Federal health authorities have moved a step closer to authorizing modified COVID-19 booster shots. What does that mean? Dr. Eileen Marty will explain. Infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University. Good morning, Dr. Marty. Does this mean this year we're going to be getting a new booster shot?
Yes. So that was the decision of the very long and very complicated meeting of the FDA advisors yesterday, that looking at the data very carefully and the fact that Omicron comes from such a different branch, that it really is necessary to tailor a new booster that will target Omicron variants. Now, they didn't get down to the weeds as to exactly what percentages of each variant or what type of a hybrid. It will be some type of a hybrid. We'll probably have maybe even elements of the original vaccine to give you a little boost on those, plus Omicron. And the exact thing is not going to, it hasn't been totally decided, but there will be targeting some of the Omicron.
And you know that brings up all sorts of questions like who should get it? Should people wait to get a booster? And when will it be available? Well, what do we know?
So what we know is that the plan is for this coming fall to go ahead and add that component. And there's a very strong argument that the component, since right now, if you look at what's going on in the United States, the original Omicron is virtually gone. And what we're seeing is either BA4, BA5, or BA2.12.1. So that's what's circulating in the United States, with BA4 and BA5 together composing about 53% of the cases. So they really have taken over. And we have an ongoing problem. Hospitalizations are up. Deaths are up. Number of cases is steady at about 108,000 per day. So it's an ongoing problem for the United States. And we need to get people's immunity back up to par. And it'll be a separate booster.
I mentioned here the other day when I was reminding people to get vaccinated, get the booster, and I said something about how your viral load is also reduced if you're immunized, and that means you're less likely to spread COVID. And then somebody sent me like a 25-page report that says the vaccinated have similar peak viral loads as the unvaccinated, but that's not true, is it?
So it depends. It's sort of like whether you take a snapshot of something or whether you watch a movie, right? The big difference is for how long you can maintain a high viral load, and someone who's unvaccinated is going to maintain that high viral load longer because they don't have already memory cells that can attack the virus and succeed and get the viral load down faster. So yes, if you take a single snapshot, you might see the same levels, but over time you realize that the levels drop much better in people who are vaccinated. So less amount of time that they can expose others.
Got it. I read this this morning and thought about you because I know you seemed annoyed because I didn't give you time to talk about monkeypox last week. U.S. health officials, they've ramped up the fight against the monkeypox outbreak, expanding the group eligible to get vaccines and deploying more doses and testing capabilities. What does this mean?
That means that the government, our government, and many governments throughout the world are recognizing that there is community spread. There are obviously people who are acquiring it from individuals who did not travel in our country. The numbers have grown dramatically in a very short period of time. So if you remember, I told you the entire 20th century, while we were searching for it, we found some, depending on who you read, somewhere between 907 and 917 cases. That's it, the entire 20th century. Right now, there are over 4,800 cases in the world, of which about 300 and some odd are here in the United States, the bulk of them being in the UK, Germany, and Spain. Also, Portugal and France are right up there in having a tremendous amount of this. But really, there's more than 50 countries where it's spreading and where it's spreading within the country. So what we want to do is we have tools to get this contained before we have to get everybody worried about this, right? And so they decided to, the CDC is going to open an emergency operations center, and we are going to be distributing a couple of vaccines. Now, the one that most people want is the third generation vaccine, right? Because there's a the first vaccine that works against monkeypox would be the same virus that we bred and created many years ago when we didn't even understand viruses. It's a special virus called vaccinia. It's really a human created virus. Okay. Now that was turned into a second generation when we started culturing it in mammalian cells. That's what people as old as you and I got when we were little, right? Second generation, but it's still a virus that can in immunocompromised individuals and individuals who are pregnant, it can cause severe disease. So that's a second generation vaccine. Now, if Sanofi purified that second generation vaccine and made a better version of it, but it's still a second generation vaccine, and that's what we have in greatest abundance in our strategic national stockpile, the ACAM 2000, which is this purified second generation vaccine. Then much more recently, Bavarian Nordic started figuring out a way of culturing the virus in chicken fibroblasts. And in chicken fibroblasts, eventually, after many generations, it lost a series of genes that vaccinia virus needs in order to replicate in mammalian cells. And specifically, it doesn't replicate in human cells. So that's what's in the Janus vaccine that you're hearing about.
All right,
third generation.
I'm sorry, I've got to jump in because that's all the time we have for today's edition of What to Freak Out About. And it's Dr. Eileen Marty. Thanks, Dr. Marty. I'll talk to you next week.
You're welcome. Thanks. Take care.